Which brain controls your money? The reason I became curious about the brain and how it works is because I wondered why so many people say one thing and then do another. For example, I might ask a person, "Do you want to be rich?" Most people will say from their logical left brain, "Yes, I really want to be rich." The problem is not found in their logical left brain. The problem is the subconscious brain saying, "Not you, you'll never be rich." Or, "How can you be rich? You don't have any money." In most cases, it's the subconscious fear of failing that holds people back. For example, I have a friend who is an attorney, an A student from Harvard, who wants to change, but he can't. He is afraid of doing something new for fear of failing and not making enough money. He says to me, "I've been an attorney for so long, I don't know what else to do. Who else will pay me what I am earning?" He has a brilliant left brain, an underdeveloped right brain, and an out-of-control subconscious brain. Again, the subconscious brain is the most powerful of the three brains. The subconscious mind is so powerful that it controls our addictions. For example, most smokers want to quit. You can logically explain to their left brain all the harmful effects of smoking and show their right brain horrifying pictures of lung cancer. But if the subconscious mind wants to smoke, the person smokes. In many ways, the subconscious brain controls your life, regardless if you are an A or F student. For most people, when it comes to money, there is a battle of the brains going on inside of them. It is this conflict that causes many people to live below their means, when in reality, they want to improve their standard of living and to be rich. The problem with traditional education is that it focuses on only one part of the brain, the left brain. In other words, you could be a left-brain genius and a subconscious moron. You can know what to do in your left brain and in your subconscious brain be terrified of actually doing it. Worst of all, many people leave school fully able to read, write, and do math, but are terrified of failing and seek security instead of opportunity in the real world. They're taught to value knowledge over imagination and over the ability to integrate all three parts of the brain. After years of striving to be the best, these people are told by financial experts to diversify and live below their means. To a fearful subconscious brain, this advice sounds intelligent and logical. For years, these people then turned over a portion of their paycheck every month to their financial experts with the hopes that they know what they're doing. At the same time, the richest investor in the world, Warren Buffett, says, "Diversification is a protection against ignorance." And it is.